Where the credit cards don't decline on me. Yes, we finally got a handle on the doors that we open and shut.
Good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel, back for the first time in, a week or so. I have my little 2-week period, and it's time for me to be here again. I have been thinking so much. I'm a thinker. One thing about me is I will deeply reflect for days on end in the background of doing other activities. Anyways, no one asked, but this episode or playlist is called What's Next? Because this is kind of, it's been a big, big year for Mixnat, and I'm excited for summer, and just having space to breathe a little bit. So I'm hoping to really live that out. And I'm just not exactly sure all the details of how that will be. And, realizing I don't really know any of the details of my future too well. And what is this fixation and dependence on knowing what comes next when, biologically, all we are to do is be present and respond to the things in our immediate surroundings. So am I in distress? No, but am I uncomfortable when I have to think about the future all the time? Yeah, I don't feel like that's my favorite thing to do unless it's ironed out. And, anyways, so here are some songs that, I feel like I've listened to at different points in my life where I, had a similar feeling of, I don't really know what's going on, but I know if I have more time, it'll be able to make sense, sort of thing. But also just kind of an admitting, I don't really know the gerund of that, but, admitting, like, I don't really know that much right now. And wisdom and awareness and waking up all come with time. There's a time for all these things. And I've been trying to tell myself, you have nothing but time. And, you know, things are going to happen when they're supposed to. But in the meantime, I have some songs. The next one is, I remember I like went to the gym when I was on a vacation in high school, and I feel like I found this song then, but it's not very hype. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna go work out. It's like, oh, I'm gonna sit by the water and like stare. So I really like this song. And then after that is a song that I picked up in Amsterdam that was, so I was talking to someone about Radiohead, and they were like, this is my favorite Radiohead song. And it's like, this technically isn't a Radiohead song, but it's sung by Tom York or whatever. Anyways, thank you for those of you who are tuning in, for listening. I hope you enjoy what follows this little introduction. Yeah, and I hope that the sun is out for you, and if not, I hope it comes out in a way that maybe doesn't look like it's in the sky, but, you know, it's in your heart or whatever. Yeah, without further ado, here is Rest My Chemistry by Interpol. Thank you.
You're so young, you look in my eyes. You're so young, so sweet, so surprised. You look so young, like a daisy in my lazy eyes.
Losing my place. woke up wasn't when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. I roamed, I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago.
Hello, you just listened to Going From the Top. You listened to Doll by Foo Fighters, Rest My Chemistry by Interpol, Rabbit in Your Headlights by Uncle and Tom York, and The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie, which I feel like and fear that I've played like several times on this show, and that's totally fine because it always fits somewhere. But yeah, I really... The Rabbit in Your Headlights song, I like it for right now because it has this part where it's about, you know, life ending, and it's either, you know, your life being ripped away from you or, you know, entering a new phase, and, you know, being held and carried to another space. So I think, perspective is really important and all we carry, and I mean, it influences our interpretation of the world and our actions, and I think there's a lot more power in, you know, the way we see the world and the way we try to reframe the way we see things. Neuroplasticity is a very real thing, and, you know, you kind of can change the way you see the world and stuff. And, you know, using a lot of affirmations as a tool to get through times where my perspective is often, you know, in the gutter, or thinking about how, you know, difficult this final season might be, just with a lot of writing, and I have a lot of TV static in my brain, but you know what, it's going to be okay. And it's also, you know, this moment is simply not forever at all. It's actually fleeting all the time. And if, you know, so it's all going to be okay. But the next song doesn't think so. And this is Time Is Running Out by Muse. And I just, you know, summer comes around, or, you know, it's over, you know, 70 degrees. I'm like, it's time to listen to this song. Yeah. So anyways, thanks again for listening. We'll be coming back for a little PSA soon. In the meantime, hope you enjoy these louder tunes, I would say. And yeah, thanks.
I wanna play the game, I want the friction. Ooh. Are you careful? roaming through the cover jar. Pickles never opened since 1983. Peanuts in a pile, and Elvis down the aisle singing gallantly.
Alright, you just listened to Time Is Running Out by Muse, Falling on Deaf Ears by Hail the Sun, and Fernie by Blind Melon. And now it's time to listen to a little PSA. We are doing a donations drive, and would love if you would consider donating. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, definitely consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. You can also, if you'd like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select arts and sciences and engineering, then select other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. So just some food for thought. Again, thank you for listening. I think we're getting into the tame section once again. I watched Call Me By Your Name for the first time, which, wow. That was a really beautiful movie. I don't know if I, like, got it, but, it was fire, cinematically. So, anyways, they played the Psychedelic Furs. I'm like, wait a minute, I know this song. And it's pretty good. It's kind of, you know, thinking a lot about paths and, like, what path am I on? And, you know, right now the path, or when I really deeply think about it, it's like so many things are unpredictable. And, you know, I have no choice but to love where I'm going because it's taken me so many awesome places, this path that is. And I can only hope that there are more epic places to go. But loving wherever you're at is, you know, important so you can carry said love with you in the future and, you know, not be so worried about what's next and, you know, knowing that you're supposed, where you're supposed to be when you're here now, kind of. So anyways, hope everyone loves their way and enjoys the song.
Dora.
All right, you just listened to Love My Way and Soma by the Smashing Pumpkins. Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, of course. I really like the song Soma because it's awesome. I really like the Siamese Dream album because it's twin-em, and I have a twin. And yeah, I think... what do I like about Soma? It's like, do I listen to it before going to bed? Not always, but sometimes. You know, I think the human condition is a profoundly, like, alone one. In a sense of, like, we are the only person, you know, there are... You're 1 in 7 billion, kind of. And that's a bit of an overwhelming feeling at times to know that, you know, you're the only person going down your route, mehaps, or, you know, containing all of your life experiences and memories and people in one frame. And that can feel like a lot to carry when it's up to just one individual. But I, was kind of talking on my subset yesterday about how music is like a really awesome medium for connectivity. And even if we're not all going through the same thing, we're listening to similar things, or, you know, have sound profiles that we can, you know, connect to each other with, which I think is really exciting and joyful. And yeah, I think... The only words I can remember right now is I'm all by myself, as I've always felt. I would trade my something for... and then it's like, close your eyes and sleep so good. I really like their sound, and then the little entrance points that's like, you know, hyping up the lyrics or whatever. But yeah, and I think the sound of the guitar, that's kind of not overwhelming, but it also, yeah, anyways, I really like this stuff. And I guess this next song that I want to play, it was on like my Discover Weekly or whatever, and I was like, this is awesome. And my friends and I make a lot of like wolf jokes because, you know, we're adults, and they're super welcome in this phase of life. Anyways, the song is called Wolf by Veruca Salt. And there's just this one part where, I don't know, I just think it's really, like, I listen to it and then everything gets, like, the world just starts, it gets more vibrant. Or, you know, I'm really... here and now. And I hope there's a point in this song that makes you feel that way as well. And yeah, it's so crazy. Just looking at all the musical journeys I've been on, but who's really, you know, counting, because it's just a continuous thing. And it's interesting to see, I guess music is kind of one of the spaces where it's easier to tell, like, what stays and what leaves, like, what songs make sense to keep in my life and what I've maybe outgrown or, you know, really loved at one point, but just doesn't really fit in my frame anymore. And, you know, what do the things that I've kept with me, like, what do those say about me? How do those stay? Sort of thing. I've been listening to My Chemical Romance for like almost a decade, and that's just not really going anywhere. What does that mean? It doesn't have to mean anything, but yeah, I am excited for my music taste to grow and for the songs I listen to grow. And I'm also excited for life and to grow by the other things that come my way, just like in the same way new music comes my way. Like this song that I will play in any second. But thank you so much for listening again. I feel like sometimes I come into my show with expectations of topics and things I want to say, and I want to feel great and awesome and like I've left a positive impact on every space I enter, but especially this one. And you know, I can't always, you know, I do my best and that's all anyone can ask for. And I can't really dislike, you know, my products too much if I know they're coming from my best. But anyways, there's always room for growth, but there's also always room for love and patience with yourself. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed some songs. And this is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this has been my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. And hopefully we'll be ending right on time with my little wolf song. But thank you so much for listening. And I am really, really trying and to send so much gratitude and love right back into the universe, because I am so thankful for, you know, feeling like I have a little voice here. And yeah, well, I hope everyone has a beautiful day and enjoys the rest of the show, and take so much care. There's always time for that. That was